This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Commerce Department has announced a new set of tariffs to raise the cost of wood in the U.S. produced by several Canadian lumber companies. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
This fight is about softwood lumber, which is used a lot in home building. Here's the basic argument the U.S. is making, delivered here by Zoltan Van Heiningen. He's executive director of the U.S. Lumber Coalition.
So in Canada, significant subsidies are given by the government that really give that industry an unfair advantage over U.S. industry and therefore over U.S. workers and U.S. jobs.
So the Commerce Department is imposing tariffs from 3 to 24% on Canadian lumber companies. In Canada, this was unwelcome, though not unsurprising news. Here's Patrick LeBlanc of Canada's Centre for International Governance.
So people here are expecting possible mill closures and job loss, and governments are actually planning some kind of financial support programs to help the industry.
The Canadian government says it will press the U.S. to rescind the tariffs, and it will likely get help from the U.S. construction industry, which says the tariffs will increase the prices of home building. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.